live from the champagne room at Cheetah's, it's our resident proptologist, Denny Denhaunt Stanley.
Denny. Hey, question. Did you have to look Cheetah's up, or did you actually know of a titty bar here in Vegas?
Just a guess. So there's Cheetah's in Vegas? No, that's crazy. What are the odds of
what are the odds? Unheard of. Now, you know, I mean, it's for guys. It's a guy at strip club. It's men that take their clothes off. But, you know, that's not important. What's important is you knew about it.
Liar. You're a total liar.
What's shaking, my friend? How you doing?
What's up, Smokey?
Man, it's so damn hot. 117 effing degrees today, dude.
I hope the prop shop has some AC. At least a few fans with some ice cubes in front of them or something, right?
We have what you people in the Northeast don't know about. It's called a swamp cooler. And its whole job is to suck hot air in from outside, run it across a damp piece of cloth, and spill that air inside. So it's not really AC per se, but it's moving wet air.
All right.
And it works. Hey. 120 outside, 83 degrees in the shop, so could be worse.
What are you sipping tonight? What are you drinking there, Den?
So I am drinking a beverage called Mother Sweet Tea. And what that is 70 proof tea. I got lucky, Chris. I got a guy across the street from me. First off, what he does for a living is he sells, you know what Otter Pops are, like the old popsicles?
Okay.
He sells an alcoholic version of those. He has martinis and, you know, it's like a lemon lime flavor and all these different flavors. But even better than that on a hot day is he has probably $30,000 or $40,000 in liquor inventory in his shop. Now, he hasn't given me a key yet, but he does come by about
once
every 4 days.
He's a smart man.
He is a smart man. And he drops off just enough to keep me going. He's got my fix. Now, in exchange for that, I build his movable bars. So he does these bars all over town where he'll you know, it's on wheels, it rolls out to the lake or it rolls out to a casino or whatever. In exchange for me making his bars, he keeps me in ribbons and bows liquor-wise for whatever that's
all
worth.
All liquored up.
Yeah, so yeah, it's Mother's Sweet Tea. As a matter of fact, I'll have a drink now.
You do that. Cheers.
Yummy. Right back at you, brother.
All right, brother.
So let's talk about Halloween-y stuff.
All right, you know, because I'm starting putting together the show now. I'm getting my itch, and I need a little fix. I need to scratch that itch. You know what I'm saying? I got other itches in other places, but we don't need to go there. All right, we'll try to keep on point.
Just recently, I learned a new corpsing technique, which is freaking awesome.
All right, share, please share.
So, it's kind of a combination of, you remember how there was, you know, the big, huge kick for a while of using plastic bags with the heat gun?
Yep.
And that became like the go-to very fast corpse look. So you start off kind of that same way. You'll take a skeleton and wrap it in black or clear plastic, take a heat gun and just, you know, suck it off there. But that's where everything changes. Because from there, you get yourself a big tub of rubber contact cement. You could use the same stuff you were talking about a while ago, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And you open up the container, and you hold it in front of your prop. So you've got a container in front of you with a chip brush, and then on the other side is your skeleton with the trash bags on it. If you hold a hair dryer in front of the container and then dip a chip brush in and pull it out, you're going to get these stringy drips dripping back into the can, but don't let them drip back into the can. Use your hairdryer to blow that onto your prop. It dries instantaneously, and it kind of looks like a web gun, only way the freak cooler. It's not all webby. It goes on in slabs, and it starts to drip, but it cures instantly with the hairdryer. You can do the entire skeleton in minutes for, I don't know, maybe a pint of rubber cement. And the look is incredible. It's waterproof. You can actually tint the stuff, so make it different colors if you want to. And then you go back and just aerosol can paint it.
Okay.
It's fast. It's cheap.
Okay, quick question. You said, now is it rubber cement or is it contact cement? Which one is it?
Rubber cement.
Rubber. So it's like what you used when you were at elementary school, using paper to glue paper and shit together.
Yeah, the stuff that smells really, really fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, I mean, you dip it in and you pull it out, and it starts to drip these long strings back in the bucket. Don't let them drip back in the bucket. Just hit it with a hair dryer. And I guess you could use contact cement's not as drippy. You need the rubbery stuff. But it starts going on in splashes and waves.
Yeah.
And each successive layer kind of looks like a layer of skin peeling away.
Awesome. So rubber cement, just an ounce should do it, you're saying?
Oh, no. Like a pint.
Oh, a pint. I'm sorry.
For a whole skeleton. Yeah. And the cool thing about it is it's really super cheap. You can't hardly screw it up. It's not going to go bad in the weather. I'm actually going to be teaching a class here in the not too distant future about that. I'll see if I can get that videoed and get it over to you.
All right. I think I got what I needed. So make me a sandwich and get out.
Get out. Cab fare's on the dresser.
All right, then. You know, I was thinking about going out and buying a prop.
Whoa, Chris. It's nice to go out and buy a prop, but it's a hell of a lot more fun to make one. So why don't you make something?
Podcast. Haunting Halloween and horror.